the mountains, from the river, and up from the rocky steep. Then rose a cry to the gates of heaven, rejoice, I have found my sheep.
When the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own.
Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own.
Rejoice, rejoice, the Lord brings back his own.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Lessons of the 6th of December. Now I'll be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Start with the Holy Bible, Genesis. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. Micah, thus saith the Lord, the women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children have ye taken away my glory for ever. From Numbers and Deuteronomy. Moses spake unto the people, saying, arm some of yourselves unto the war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge the Lord of Midian. Of every tribe 1,000 throughout all the tribes of Israel shall ye send to the war. And they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. Balaam also, the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and their flocks, and all their goods. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, which came from the battle. And Moses said unto them, have ye saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Lord. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee, nor be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law, and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, gather the people together, men, women, and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. From Micah, be in pain, and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now from the book of Esther. In Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. And he brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight, more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set a seat above all the princes that were with him. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it to her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so I will go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen. Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, and I and my people to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. Now from the New Testament, St. John. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her unto his own home. Now from Revelation. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Now, finally, from Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. She shall rejoice in time to come. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Now, correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. It follows that man is a generic term. Masculine, feminine, and neuter genders are human concepts. The ideal man corresponds to creation, to intelligence, and to truth. The ideal woman corresponds to life and to love. In divine science, we have not as much authority for considering God masculine as we have for considering him feminine, for love imparts the clearest idea of deity. Man and woman, as coexistent and eternal with God, forever reflect in glorified quality the infinite Father-Mother God. The reader will naturally ask if there's nothing more about creation in the book of Genesis. Indeed, there is, but the continued account is mortal and material. Genesis 2:21-22, and the Lord God, Jehovah Yahweh, caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God, Jehovah, had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Here, falsity, error, credits truth God with inducing a sleep or hypnotic state in Adam in order to perform a surgical operation on him and thereby create woman. Beginning creation with darkness instead of light, materially rather than spiritually, error now simulates the work of truth, mocking love and declaring what great things error has done. Later in human history, when the forbidden fruit was bringing forth fruit of its own kind, there came a suggestion of change in the modus operandi, that man should be born of woman, not woman again taken from man. Genesis 3:9, and the Lord God Jehovah called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Truth, cross-questioning man as to his knowledge of error, finds woman the first to confess her fault. She says, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat, as much as to say in meek penitence, Neither man nor God shall father my fault. She has already learnt that corporeal sense is the serpent. Hence, she is first to abandon the belief in the material origin of man and to discern spiritual creation. This hereafter enabled woman to be the mother of Jesus and to behold at the sepulchre the risen Savior, who is soon to manifest the deathless man of God's creating. This enabled woman to be first to interpret the scriptures in their true sense, which reveals the spiritual origin of man. Definition of Gihon River. The rights of woman acknowledged morally, civilly, and socially. The Jewish women wore veils over their faces in token of reverence and submission and in accordance with Pharisaical notions. Jesus endured the shame that he might pour his dear-bought bounty into barren lives. What was his earthly reward? He was forsaken by all save John, the beloved disciple, and a few women who bowed in silent woe beneath the shadow of his cross. The women at the cross could have answered Pilate's question. They knew what had inspired their devotion, winged their faith, opened the eyes of their understanding, healed the sick, cast out evil, and caused the disciples to say to their master, Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Civil law establishes very unfair differences between the rights of the two sexes. Christian Science furnishes no precedent for such injustice, and civilization mitigates it in some measure. Still, it is a marvel why usage should accord woman less rights than does either Christian Science or civilization. If a dissolute husband deserts his wife, certainly the wronged and perchance impoverished woman should be allowed to collect her own wages, enter into business agreements, hold real estate, deposit funds, and own her children free from interference. Sometime we shall learn how spirit, the great architect, has created men and women in science. Immortal men and women are models of spiritual sense, drawn by perfect mind, and reflecting those higher conceptions of loveliness which transcend all material sense. Revelation 12:1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. The woman in the Apocalypse symbolizes generic man, the spiritual idea of God. She illustrates the coincidence of God and man as a divine principle and divine idea. The spiritual idea is clad with the radiance of spiritual truth, and matter is put under her feet. Revelation 12:15-16. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. There will be greater mental opposition to the spiritual scientific meaning of the scriptures than there has ever been since the Christian era began. The serpent, material sense, will bite the heel of the woman, will struggle to destroy the spiritual idea of love, and the woman, this idea, will bruise the head of lust. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood.